The mic's right here. I'll stay up all night fucking recording for Iceman. They're having a full-blown party outside. I can hear 1,000 people. They've been having a street festival all day. I'll go out there. I'll fucking run out there. I'll turn up with them, do shots, come back. Like, I just want a little, you know? I want to feel it.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, that was Aubrey Drake Graham letting you know that he just wanted to feel it.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Now, all jokes aside, we're going to get to this Iceman 3 announcement in a second because, of course, there is no announcement. And I'm just going to let y'all know, I may have just made it up, but, of course, I believe Iceman 3 may be happening this weekend.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Now, ultimately, when it comes to that, it was something else I was wanting to get into because, of course, for some reason, it's been a huge phenomenon as far as people saying that Drake's braids are fake, right? So I want to take y'all back on, let's just go down memory lane, right? And exhibit number one is this right here. Because 2022, YK Osiris tried to tell y'all about the fake Drake braids right here. So Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. Because ultimately, we're about to play a lot of evidence. This is not the courtroom, but after we look at all this evidence, you're going to might as well think it is. So here it is right here.
I ain't about to wear this goddamn shit, man. Man, I'm from Jacksonville, motherfucking Florida, man. They would hate me for this shit, man. I'm going back to Old South, man. Fuck this, oh hell nah.
So, as you can tell, and as you can see, those braids look awfully familiar, don't they? Now, of course, everybody came to the conclusion that there's no way a rapper could grow out his hair in 2 weeks from a buzz cut like this to full-on braids. Now, who does that remind you of? Obviously, everybody was like, oh, Drake grew out his hair fast. I can't believe he grew out his hair like this. When YK Osiris, all the way back in 2022, because you know he was hanging out with Drake, right? Y'all forget that whole, oh, I need a performance in my house because you owe me money. Y'all forget about the whole situation. I wonder where he learned the braids being fake is something that everybody's doing.
Then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
It's almost as if we've been hoodwinked, bamboozled. Because here I am. I'm out here with my actual hair trying to grow it out. Even going through the growth ugly phase. You know what I'm saying? People just skipping that entirely. I'm thinking we all in this together. Whole time, people are getting the fake braids installed in their head. Exhibit number two. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't make this up if I wanted to. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. This is the process of getting fake braids installed into your head.
All right, it's how it all begins. She put the wig on. My cap, I was very
false.
You then put glue on my forehead. I was very confused. And then a tape, a black tape. For what? Then I started looking like this. Nah, I get it. B2K. What's
now, ladies and gentlemen, that man went from a buzz cut to full-on braids and just 20 to 30 minutes. Now, ladies and gentlemen, exhibit number three. This is some random white guy. This is how you know he's getting out of hand. Who in the world told Tommy that he could get the Drake braids installed? Look at this right here.
No, mo. What? I want braids like Drake.
Howdy, y'all got to hear this. Y'all got to hear this. This don't make any sense.
No, mo. What? I want braids like Drake.
Oh, you want a braid like Drake?
Yeah, braids like Drake. I'm going
see
to
this?
The show. Yeah, going to see
you
the
want
show.
The show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my dear. What's this?
Yeah,
Mo, do your mind. So Tommy out here with the holding on hairstyle, right? And he said he wanted braids like Drake. Let's see what happens.
Oh, okay, I do my best, yeah?
Yeah.
So this is the process, ladies and gentlemen. Whole time, I'm thinking we out here thugging it. I'm going through my senior year of college, naturally growing my hair, going through the ugliest of growth phase. But you know, I'm still, oh, my fault. You know what I'm saying?
You guys.
My fault. I can't. I played all the sound effects. But you know, at the end of the day, those who know, who know. But yeah, we out here growing our hair the whole time. Even Tommy out here with the holding on hairstyle is going through this process to get the actual Drake braids. And you see the process right here. I was flabbergasted when I saw this because, of course, I been knew this because I knew something was up when YK Osiris showed that whole wig and Drake cut his hair and grew it back in like 2 days flat. But ultimately, seeing the process myself makes me think, man, I'm glad I have some sort of resilience and persistence to growing out here because this looks too easy. Like, if I was thinking to myself, man, If only I would have got the braids installed so I didn't have to go through the ugly phase. But, you know, I thugged it out. But obviously, Tommy right here did not want to thug it out. And this is an abomination if I've ever seen one. Straight abomination. But he has it. He's technically, he got the Drake braids. That's.
Oh, Mo, we'd love it, mate. You're see? Doing a great job.
That's not it. I'm not going to lie to you. That's just not it.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Now, all jokes aside, we're about to get into Drake Iceman 3, but I just had to let y'all know, like, a lot of people just out here thinking that certain things are not what it is, you know? Ultimately, if you're looking at this and you're thinking that somebody had a buzz cut and went to braids in 2 days, just know they got the YK Osiris, the Tommy special. So, anyways, I had to let y'all know that because that actually blew my mind as, you know, I thought it was like some type of secret process. I didn't even know people was out here asking for the Drake with the holding on hairstyle. So with that being said, the main thing I was wanting to get into is, of course, what you've been waiting for is the Iceman 3 rollout. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we believe that Drake is coming out with Iceman 3 this weekend, because of course, as far as the OVO stand-up, as far as Drake still being my favorite rapper, I believe that he's coming out with Iceman 3. So why do we say that? The reason why we say that is not only because he just finished buying Tupac's chain alongside the All Eyes on Me cover, which is, you know, of course, Tupac's latest album when he his last album while he was living, right? And when it comes to that, you continue going into the direction of Tupac and you think about when All Eyes on Me dropped in 1996. And thinking about his current mental state and what Tupac was going through as far as being fresh out of prison, as far as being signed to death row under heavy pressure. I wonder what type of pressure they was putting him through. It's almost like the movie NWA showed y'all what Suge Knight was doing to people. But, you know, that's besides the point. So
look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom. It's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Recording a lot of songs in 3 months, you know, and very interesting debacle that Tupac was in the year of 1996. Michael Jordan was the only one out here shooting on my fault.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
Is it too soon to talk about crazy rap battles that end up in other people being tragically murdered? Or are we just going to act like this doesn't have anything to do with it? So anyways, let's keep going. All Eyes on Me obviously wasn't just an album, it was about Tupac's survival, which is very interesting because it was his last album while he was living. Now, that morbid note sets it aside. Obviously, the whole Pinocchio thread as far as him calling Kendrick Pinocchio and John Janik, which is the owner of the label that Kendrick is putting music under, as far, I think it's a subsidiary, not the owner of the label, because that would be Lucian Grange as far as UMG. But as far as a subsidiary, John Janik is portrayed by Drake to be pulling the strings of Pinocchio, who is to be Kendrick, right? And then now we have, ultimately, why do you think Iceman 3 will be coming out? Well, it's because, I mean, honestly, it's just because I think it, right? Nah, I'm just playing. Let's go into detail. So, Drake has Milan concerts, and very interesting how the dates is August 29th, the 30th, and September 1st. And two, as far as this particular year, right? It's already on sale. The cheapest ticket is like $64, I believe. Ultimately, when it comes to 1900 tickets being sold and being available across the four shows, and there's 576 tickets available as of today, right? Very interesting because August 28th, the day before the concert, equals open date, equals a possibility for Drake to pop out to have Iceman Episode 3 live stream at the Autodromo Nacional Monza. I think that's how you say it. Actually, let me have Jarvis read this out, because I know I'm definitely butchering this. But ultimately, let me have Jarvis read this out right quick.
Autodromo Nazionale Monza.
All right, y'all got all that? Because I'm not pronouncing that. I'm not going to lie to you. So when it comes to that, you have to put the puzzle pieces together, because, of course, that specific location and the symbolism of that goes back to Kimmy, another person that's been highlighted a lot in Iceman 1 and 2, as far as the former Ferrari F1 driver, as far as the oldest driver to secure pole position. We don't need to know all that. All you need to know is that when it comes to reference, Drake wore Iceman Kimmy hoodie during Aiden Ross's live stream April 2025. And he posted Kimmy's helmet on Finsta, quote unquote, his Finsta, you know, just in case he gets sued from UMG for leaking all the music because they're beefing, right? On the on his account, plot twist, or allegedly his account. And then you come to realize all these puzzle pieces are working up to the fact that Pinocchio, ultimately, with Drake being chased by Pinocchio, him portraying Kendrick as the puppet under UMG/Interscope CEO John Janik per Drake's lawsuit. We're not getting into the lawsuit because, of course, if you look up Drake lawsuit, Analytic Dreams with a Z, we've already broke that down like a kilo of Miley Cyrus. And ladies and gentlemen, they're saying they're doing and continuing the same exact things I said that would happen in that lawsuit when I broke it down page by page. I brought up the whole lawsuit. It was like an hour too long. And everything I said in that breakdown, the document, nothing new has been unveiled that I haven't even covered in that document. So if you just want to see my coverage of that, just type in Drake documentary, Drake lawsuit, Analytic Dreams with a Z, on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, and it should pop up. So ultimately, a lot of this is leading up into the third episode that we believe will be live streamed at Monza August 28th. Now, objectively speaking, that is 2 days from now. So if I'm wrong, ultimately, I guess I really was making it up. But, you know, I would be hard pressed to think I'm off with this one, because I tell y'all a lot as far as different things that's coming in the future, and it ends up happening. I don't know how in the world I keep pinpointing certain things that happened, as far as, you know, the Face First track that I pointed out in Iceman 1 actually being the single for Iceman 2, which if you look at it, if you type up Drake Face First Analytic Dreams with a Z, I'm the first one to talk about that specific track. Nobody else was talking about it. I basically talked about how there was the instrumental playing and he was mouthing the words to the track, and I said that was the next single. And you come to realize, guess what? Iceman 2, what do we have? Which one featuring Central C, which is essentially the Face First track, because that's at the end of the track as far as the beat switch, the third beat switch. Is it the third or the second? I think it's the second beat switch when Drake gets into his Face First. So that was attached to the Which One track with Central C. So it's almost like I know a little bit when it comes to Drake's releases. Like I keep saying, I made it up just in case, you know what I mean, Saw 7 or his camp is watching. When it comes to Michael Jackson being born on August 29th, that also has no significance to the Iceman 3 episode date, right? You know, as far as him doing Iceman 3 August 28th or the 29th, and as far as Michael Jackson's birthday being August 29th, I'm not saying that something from Drake will be happening, but I'm basically laying it out to let y'all know that I gave you the information. Now, you can just do of that what you will. So, as far as Drake mimicking a lot of things in hip-hop culture, as far as Tupac's All Eyes on Me memorabilia, as far as the chains, as far as the album, and ultimately with Michael Jackson's born date, you know, there's a lot of other things I talked about, but that's the two main things I want you to take out of why Iceman Episode 3 will be happening this weekend. And of course, if I'm wrong, I guess the Side 7 fans could tell me y'all told me so, but, you know, let's just be just stay tuned for this weekend. So anyways, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social media. What do you think about Drake's upcoming Iceman 3? And ultimately, actually, I didn't even talk about what track is going to happen. So I did say it in Iceman Episode 2 what the next track is going to be. But ultimately, when he was in that elevator and that instrumental was playing over and over, like on loop, I'm thinking there's certain bars that's going to be said on that beat that's going to hold hip-hop's attention for the foreseeable future. And that's where I'm going to leave it at. So, and I talked about an Iceman episode too. So shameless plug, Iceman Analytic Dreams with a Z, and all my Iceman coverage will pop up. So click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Drake's Iceman 3 coming up soon? And ultimately, what has been your favorite part of this Iceman rollout?